Right now, no surprise, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. It's time to get a look at our not surprising tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Went to bed real early last night, about 7 o'clock, about an hour earlier than I normally do. And I woke up bright and ready to go this morning at a quarter after 3.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, it's a good thing.
And we have a storm system that went out over the Carolinas yesterday, causing a lot of flooding problems with tides and everything like that down there. It's in the North Atlantic now. It's doing a loop. So we now have a band of precipitation that extends from the White Mountains down to Boston and further south, just about across the Cape area. That precipitation is moving to the west-southwest.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that is where our showers will be coming from. So if you look to the east, that's where the clouds and the precip will be coming from. There's actually a little snow in the White Mountains right now because it's cold enough there. So our forecast is basically calling for a little sun. Otherwise, it's going to cloud up in the low 50s. Those showers should not reach us till tonight. We'll be in the low 40s, and there'll be showers then, just cloudy skies Friday afternoon, low 50s. Saturday is cloudy, 50 to 55, mainly cloudy Sunday. A late shower, 55 to 60, will be into the 60s early next week. So a little bit more spring-like. But unfortunately, as I said back on Monday, this looked to be a very gray week. Not necessarily wet, but gray. And unfortunately, that's working out.
Yeah. Well, the temperatures are at least moderate. I mean, they're still a little chilly.
A little chilly, but it's not terrible. Right.
No, because when the sun does pop out, because it's so much stronger, the angle of the sun, it feels much, much warmer than it actually is when the sun actually pops out. But there's also a little wind out there this morning for us.
Yeah, that's because of that storm.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting, right? The way the storm is just backing in and producing the wind. And, you know, I'm looking at a satellite picture right now, which is mainly what we call infrared, because we have to get the sun up higher before we get it visible. But you could see clouds this morning from the storm stretching from Vermont to approaching the Berkshires to just to the east of the Connecticut Valley and east of Long Island. And they are moving west. There are some low clouds and fog over the Catskills and portions of our region. But the clouds with that storm, that's where they are. And it's all moving westward. So the computer models, I have to say, handle this one pretty good.
It's about time.
Yeah, you got that right. It is about time.
Go west, and, young storm. Go west.
Yeah, go west, young man. Exactly. And that is it. It's been pretty quiet here in the Weather Center. I spent a couple hours yesterday giving the Weather Center a pretty good cleaning because there's really not much else to do for what the spring forecast has done. So I may even start working on the summer forecast just to lighten my attitude here. I was thinking that it would probably be a good idea to get the video from the cruise that we took last year and get that on the computer and start editing that, because we have not even seen it. How about that?
Oh, thank God.
We have not seen that video.
That'll be the last cruise you take for a while.
You know what? I tell everybody, had it been scheduled this year, even if they said it was safe to go, I would have said, hasta la vista. I'm not going. I would not go. Now, we have friends who booked the same exact cruise and the ship, and they're going they're supposed to go in June. But they didn't do what we did. We purchased insurance.
Yeah.
Because the cruise was too expensive. In case something happened, the insurance would pay for it. They didn't. And now they're scratching their heads as to what they're going to do. I don't know why they should even be scratching their heads, because the cruise is in June and it's going to Europe. What would you do, Marshall?
I would wait because I would think that the cruise line's going to cancel the cruise anyway.
And since aren't there two ships off Florida now? They don't know what to do with.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
Our president the governor of Florida doesn't want anybody coming in Florida. Yeah. Well, what about a week ago when he allowed about 20,000 kids to come into Florida for spring break and populate the beaches and instantly turn Florida into a hot zone? That's where I don't understand politicians. That's where I don't understand politicians.
Because you know what? Sometimes they act before they think.
You have to be humane with those people on those ships. I'm sorry. You have to be humane. There's got to be some place where somebody will let them disembark and get medical treatment. I mean, 8 people have died on one of those ships. 8 people have died.
I know. I mean, can't they pick a spot, like you said? Can't they pick, first of all, Louisiana's out.
Pick a military.
Could they pick a spot like Mississippi?
Military port where when the ship docks, you can have it dock at a certain place, and you triage people off right into military hospital-like tents. And everybody who doesn't have the symptoms but are tested go into a quarantine for 14 days on the military base, and then if they don't develop, they go home. That's what I just don't understand why people don't work together. These people shouldn't be punished for being on the ship. And you know, I laugh because people say, "Oh, cruise ships, they're so dirty. Ladies and gentlemen, if you travel in a tube in the air, breathing recycled air from the people sitting around you, and you are sitting touch to people, being on an airplane is much, much, much more, to me, damaging to your health than going on a cruise ship.
Right, but cruise ship now, they're describing it as like a Petri dish.
Yeah. Well, now,
because, you know, if you are in the middle of the ocean, Marshall, think about it. If one or two people come down with it, you're pretty much stuck.
Yeah, but if one person comes down with it on a plane, everybody on the plane's
stuck too. Yeah.
I mean,
you're stuck either way. Yeah. Did you see the video yesterday of the rush hour at New York City with the subways and buses?
No, but I've got a friend who when they were in New York, they left weeks ago, but they have people that sent, there's pictures that have been posted by people.
Yeah.
Empty MTA buses, empty MTA trains, empty streets.
But not now. Well, not what I saw last night. In fact, the mayor's up in arms again. I mean, the trains are packed, and so are the buses. They are lessening the amount of trains, and the MTA is putting out a statement. If you don't have to travel, please do not use the subway or the buses. But let me ask you a question. How are the people who have to work, which I don't understand because everybody is, quote, stay home, how do these people have to work, get to places if they don't have a car and they can't travel by bus or subway? I don't know. I mean, it's a catch 22. But to get off that, the good news, and I'm sure you heard this, they have done, with all the data and the study that they have so far, they have found that people 60 and over who are not compromised, if they get the virus, they have a 95% chance of recovery.
Yeah, it's the chance of recovery if you catch it, if you have the virus, the death rate is only about right now 1.5 to 2%. But the older you get, and the more vulnerable your body is, like if you were a newborn baby and you get it, or you're say 75 and over and you get it, that's where the increase comes in. There's so many states that don't have anything that they're doing for this, and it takes one big concerted effort, all 50 states, to put this lockdown in effect, and you'll see the numbers over the course of 4 weeks dramatically decrease. But that's not going to happen.
I agree that way. There's a few states that don't have that now. You're absolutely right. And
or how about the lockdown in Florida? It allows the mega churches now
Oh yeah.
To still have
to stay open.
So 500 to 1,000 people show up. Come on, what do you think's going to happen here?
What? I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Well, I know for a fact that our churches are open here in the area. However, there are no masses.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to visit church and go in and say a prayer, you could do that. But as far as the archdiocese is concerned, there are no masses, so there are no, quote, groups of people being called together at the church. So, but I mean, they are open. So I don't know. I mean, that's a ticklish thing because I do know that our pastor does a mass every morning at 8 a.m. Now, I'm kind of wondering if somebody wanted to go to that mass, since the churches are open, they could probably march right into it. Is that a safe thing? Probably not.
Well, if all depends how many people are there. If there's like 20 people there and they're all spread out, and then it's okay. But you can't have these mass gatherings of 500 to 1,000 parishioners. Come on, geez. I mean, you got to be a little smarter than that. You just really do. I don't know.
I don't know either, but pray, and be safe. Follow all the government regulations and rules, etc., and we will get through this.
And watch more TV.
That's what I've been doing. Boy, Marshall, I have never watched so much in my life.
Oh, I tell you, I sleep and then I, honest to gosh, when I go home, I'm still working on the computer because there's things that are happening that are updated that we have to update on the air and online. And so when I leave the station, I immediately plop myself down in front of the computer, and before I realize it, it's 4:30, quarter to five. And I've been working on the computer for four hours updating things. It's just
I know.
Can't get away from it. Oh well, that's yep. What the heck? That's the life I chose.
Well, right. So yep. So enjoy the dry weather while it's here, because before you know it, tonight, tomorrow, there'll be show.
All right, Pat. Hey, we'll check with you mañana.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.